blockchain? Is that where you wanted to go?
Let's do blockchain.
Okay. So I did
this. We don't have much time.
I know. So. I did this blockchain thing earlier. March 30th, Denver, Mountain West. And I don't have a location yet, but go to bigfintechmedia.com. It'll be posted out there. We are doing a blockchain summit, Blockchain 101. The blockchain is very transformative. It's going to be one of the biggest technologies out there. Bank of America put 20 patents out just last week.
Goodness.
Today, Chase announced, JP Morgan Chase announced that by the end of the year, they will be doing transactions through their blockchain for trades.
Goodness.
And what the blockchain is it's like a, what it is imagine that, you know, we each of us had a computer, and that every time we did something, it would sort of update both computers, right?
Right.
And this is just two, but imagine 50 million of them.
Yeah.
I'll get a little closer to it. But so we have these two computers, and we're updating them. Someone hacks this one. We know that's not really true because it's here. It's called a distributed ledger. And what's the one characteristic about a ledger? Do you remember Accounting 101?
No, I don't. Okay. I never took it.
See, and,
I'm a writer.
But yet you write for the banking community.
It's okay, though. It's okay.
So I don't think we've ever been in the same place at the same time when we've interviewed, have we?
No. Yes, we have. One time. Finovate.
No. Finovate 2011,
something.
10, okay.
Yeah.
So what happens is that as these two things come together, they come to consensus that that transaction's true. If someone tries to hack this one, they got to hack the other one. Okay, but what if there were 100,000 of these out there, each with different encryption?
Right.
Right? And then on top of that, you know, there were some out there that were just fake. There was nothing in them.
Okay.
So imagine you had a magic coin. Okay, and we have a cool video about this we'll share with a company we're working on. But imagine you had a magic coin worth $1,000. Let's call it your identity.
Okay.
Okay. And it's housed in a castle. We'll call this castle Glamazon. Okay?
I like that.
They've got a lot of stuff there in Glamazon. Okay. And in the electronic castle, we've put your magic penny, your magic coin for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now outside of there we create a moat. Okay. And then we got gators in the moat. Right?
Yeah.
And we got people guarding this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one day, you fall asleep, you forget to feed the gators, you leave the drawbridge down, and they get in and get your coin.
Okay.
Okay. But what if you took that coin and turned into 100,000, you know, 1/10 pennies, and you put each one of those 1/10 pennies in a safe, and each safe had a different combination,
right.
And you spread it out through the whole kingdom, and
right.
on top of that, you distributed 900,000 other safes with nothing in it throughout the kingdom. So now you're a bad guy, you're trying to get into it.
Right.
What happens? What's your chances of even getting any of the data?
Mass confusion for the bad guy.
Right. And it's immutable. So what that means is when something happens, it's in there forever. Like a ledger, when I asked you about that, is in accounting, they always told you, well, gee, I made a mistake. Well, you can't just erase it. You got to reverse it. So there's a record of that transaction.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
what this is, except for the record isn't based on numbers. It's based on cryptology and fingerprints. It's based on Byzantine formulas, stuff that's so far out there that's so hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you know we just did a couple podcasts on this. It is transformative. It's the next biggest technology out there, and Craig Yenzi to know about it.
Because it's secure.
It's secure.
And
it's distributed.
Yeah.
It's immutable. In other words, it's almost, you know, it's not hack proof, but let's just say when it's pretty difficult. It's a high order of difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got a ton of utility for things like a mortgage asset, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to track where that went, what mm-hmm. it looks like, mm-hmm. and then there's an asset that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You think about, but what I'm most excited about, as what I said was it's distributed, right? So that means you have to have a whole bunch of other people participating, right? So in the banks, they're doing that. It's called Receive, R3CV, I think is the name of the site.
Okay.
But in credit unions, we're naturally distributed. We're a collaborative organization.
Very much
so. Look where we are. We're here at the GAC.
Right.
So what if all the credit unions were to get together? And keep in mind, blockchain networks, there could be billions of them. I think there was a person just the other day who said there's going to be a billion of them. They're all going to each have different approaches. And I'll give you my favorite one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Crayons can finish. I want to finish my thought. So Crayons can, you know, they can all participate. Everybody can be part of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're naturally collaborative that way. Something really cool could happen here. And that's what I'm hoping will happen in March 30th. But you know what the great nut to crack with this would be? Your identity. We talked about this a minute ago. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of having 15 million passwords and user IDs.
Right with you.
And that's a common problem. So the blockchain seems like the perfect place because it would transact every single thing about you and be distributed, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So if we can figure that out, the best part is there's an awesome opportunity for Kradians to play in this space because right now you get this option to log into a site and you get Twitter or Facebook that you click on. Do you, how often do you do that? Do you go, oh, screw it, I'm just going to use Facebook, right?
Right.
But what does Facebook really know about you? Did they verify who you were?
Well,
with a
leak,
did you
cases,
ever go to
no.
Facebook and show them your driver's license?
No.
You sure? Because you just were about to say they knew all this stuff about you.
Well, it's the stuff that you put on there.
Yeah.
But it could be a totally fake person.
Do I know you well enough to be you?
No.
I could get your phone. I could be you. I could start posting pictures of your family. I could hack your phone. I could be you. Jim Stickley could be you.
He could.
He's
now, that's
you
one
right
person
now.
Who could.
He might be you right now for all you know.
That's one person who
but
could do it.
Who could validate who you are? Who knows you?
Well, my wife, for one.
Okay. What about your credit union?
I was about to say.
Yeah, because you've gone in, you've shown your license. You have financial instruments with them. You had to get verified when you got a checking account. You went through the Patriot Act.
Oh,
you
yeah.
went through OFACS.
Oh, yeah.
We're the perfect group to validate your identity online.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nice part is the ubiquity and the accessibility of the blockchain would make it easy for all the other sites that want to use and co-opt a universal identity
to
everything.
I see it. Yeah.
So there's this just like this world that's out there for this is amazing. And you know, you're coming to our conference, right? AXFI conference.com.
Who was talking to me about that?
I'm giving you a press pass. How are you not going to be there?
I'm trying to think.
What is wrong with you?
I've done 60 interviews.
Okay.
That's what's
and
wrong
I'm
with
the
me.
Last one.
So you're the very last one. It's dark
this is,
outside.
This is what I get. Everybody else gets all day long the prime spots. There's CEOs and heads of state sitting over here. And he's like, hey, bring your Alexa box over here in the last time and come talk.
This is your show.
It is my show. So we're going to be making a lot of changes here on the CU broadcast.
New host.
We're starting there. The current one.
He's out.
He's out. We're going to be moving on. We're replacing you with an Alexa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I think that would be an improvement.
Amazon Echo, we'll move it there.
That would be a massive improvement.
At the AXFI conference, we're going to be talking about the blockchain. Mm-hmm. We're going to be demonstrating it. We're going to be demonstrating IoT, Samsung connected refrigerators. We're going to be demonstrating it because that's the same platform that
things.
This is built on, the Internet of Things.
Yep.
We're going to be talking about analytics in a big way. You know, Paul Ablack and OnApproach are going to be working
that's
with that.
That's who told me about it, Paul.
That was Paul.
Yep.
We're going to be pushing in that space. And we have some really cool big announcements coming. Did he talk to you about CU Launchpad?
Yes.
That's cool. That's coming up.
Yes.
And we're going to be, I'll give my prediction and I'll talk a little bit about something. You'll see this in a press release, I think, too. We believe that the future is going to be a device like this, but for home finance, maybe with a credit card swiper built into it that also does the Echo stuff and everything else.
Okay.
And the idea is that, first of all, if you're going to participate in the blockchain, and keep in mind there's private blockchain and public blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
For the credit unions to do any business, it's private. No, we're not going to run this in people's homes or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But for this identity network, it might be a public blockchain service.
Okay.
Like the internet's a public thing, right?
Right.
So if we have that, nobody has home computers anymore. You have a iPad you lean back and use. You don't leave that laptop on all the time, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, but not at home running constantly. And even if you do, you wouldn't want it running, taking up a bunch of processing power running a blockchain.
No.
So if there was a home device, it would do that, but it also had other utility, that makes some sense. And also, if you could put a Discover credit card in it and say, I'm going to transfer some of this money to my credit union or my mom, I think there's a moment coming for these home devices. And it's going to transcend. It's not only going to sit there. It'll follow you to the car.
Yeah.
So that's part of the Echo service.
Okay.
It'll get to go with you to the car. And you'll be able to talk there. You'll be able to talk, on your phone. You'll be able to talk on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that this home financial, we'll be debuting our prototype of what we call FiBot.
Okay. I like
and
that.
FiBot's a little guy about this big. And I'll send you a picture. Maybe
FiBot.
You can include it with this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could you put it on the table here and have it, levitate? No?
Like on a hoverboard?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Like
no, not on a hoverboard. It levitates. Just,
by itself.
Well, you can do. Don't you have CGI specialists? I mean.
Oh, I have those in my home.
Because in
the time.
Person, you look horrible.
Thank you.
So I know you have to have some sort of special effects that it's fixing you up.
It's called Photoshop.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because when I saw you, I have to admit, I was like, wow, he's got a good special effects team.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. In person, bad.
Well, I want to thank everybody for coming to see a broadcast. Next week, we're really going to spend a lot of time talking about Mike Lawson.
Sleep deprivation.
Yeah, we're going to spend time talking about why the GAC is bad for your health.
Yes.
I think that's the plan.
And
also, how many steps? Well, see, that's the problem. You've got no steps in. You just walk back and forth here. Every time I come by, you're doing this.
I'm just sitting. I just sat here all day long, talked to people. It was wonderful. John Best, always an adventure. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
I wish I was more coherent.
I do, because you're usually more excitable. I'm really disappointed. I thought I'd bring my contraptions.
Sorry.
I feel like, you ever watch, remember the old Tonight Show?
Yes.
And who is it? Jack Hanna would show up with all his animals.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's the thing I need to be on your show. Like,
yeah.
I bring a big, you know, meerkat and turn him loose on
yeah.
you and he attacks you.
Or you bring a Phibot.
Or I bring a Phibot.
Yeah.
I will bring a Phibot.
Okay.
Talk to you soon, man.
All right, man.
All right, see you.
Always a pleasure.
Cool.
Gosh.